One of the hardest points for me, well, the hardest point was in 1993, almost 3 years after the writs had been served. We'd had a few pre-trial hearings, and McDonald's were basically dodging their obligation to give discovery of all the relevant documents in their possession. And we were applying to the court for an order that they should do that. And McDonald's successfully argued in court that we should have to disclose all our witness statements before they gave proper discovery, which completely turned normal court procedure on its head. The judge went for their application and ordered that we had to serve all the witness statements of every witness that we wanted to call in the trial within 3 weeks. Really, that was just like a complete nightmare. There was a massive amount of work to be done. It's very difficult to take a witness statement when you don't have any experience in how to do that kind of thing. And I really felt like, we were bashing our heads against a brick wall. Every time we went to court, we'd be ignored, and much greater weight would be put on what McDonald's barristers were saying. And I think that's been consistently the story, that the courts always put a greater weight on what's said by a legal professional than they do on a litigant in person. After the judge made this order that we should serve all the witness statements within 3 weeks, I really felt like I'd had enough of the case. My health wasn't too great. I was suffering from eczema at the time, and it was an extremely stressful experience as well. But I sort of thought, oh, I'll hang in just a bit longer, see if, see if things improve. I mean, I would never have apologised, but just kind of like whether I could be bothered with going to court just to continually have this thing where, what we said would be ignored and what their legal representatives said would be taken as what was right. We managed to get about 80 witness statements in 3 weeks. Most of it was down to Dave. Some friends kind of rallied round, and they helped to get some of the statements, and I got some as well. And then the day after we served all these witness statements, we had another hearing in court, because McDonald's had got a trial date fixed for only a few months' time, and we still had loads of preparation to do, and we were still fighting for discovery of all these documents which McDonald's were withholding. And that was their tactic, to try and rush it all through because they knew we weren't ready. And to keep the pressure on us, basically, so that we wouldn't be able to fight the case. And at that hearing, the judge agreed to, we had a different judge, and he agreed to adjourn the trial date. And that just, after that, I kind of recovered, and the fight carried on.